Today is the 25th Sunday after Pentecost, and is the Mass from the 6th Sunday after the Epiphany. The epistle from the 6th Sunday after the Epiphany is taken from St. Paul's first epistle to the Thessalonians, the first chapter. Brethren, we give thanks to God always for you all, making a remembrance of you in our prayers without ceasing, being mindful of the work of your faith and labor and charity, and of the enduring of the hope of our Lord Jesus Christ before God and our Father. Knowing, brethren, beloved of God, your election, for our gospel hath not been unto you in word only, but in power also, and in the Holy Ghost, and in much fullness, as you know what manner of men we have been among you for your sakes. And you became followers of us and of the Lord, receiving the word in much tribulation with joy of the Holy Ghost, so that you were made a pattern to all that believe in Macedonia and in Achaia. For from you was spread abroad the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and in Achaia, but also in every place. Your faith, which is towards God, is gone forth, so that we need not to speak anything. For they themselves relate of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how you turned to God from idols, to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised up from the dead, Jesus, who hath delivered us from the wrath to come. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 13th chapter. At that time, Jesus spoke this parable to the multitudes. The kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which is the least indeed of all seed, but when it is grown up, it is greater than all herbs, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and dwell in the branches thereof. Another parable he spoke to them: the kingdom of heaven is like to leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal, until the whole was leavened. All these things Jesus spoke in parables to the multitudes, and without parables he did not speak to them, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables, I will utter things hidden from the foundation of the world. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. Thou also, by the blood of thy testament, hast sent forth thy prisoners wherein is no water. These words are taken from the Old Testament book of Zacharias. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Some time ago in Naples, there was a poor man. This poor man was the father and the sole support of his family. And his father was eventually imprisoned for debt. His wife was in great distress, for not only was her husband imprisoned, but she was expected to provide for her family and to pay off her husband's debt. In these straits, the mother appealed to a rich man who is noted for his charity towards the poor. She presented a note of petition to him, but she received only 1 coin. Not knowing what to do, the mother went to church to speak to our Lord, her all-powerful King of Kings, waiting in the tabernacle for her. While fervently praying for a solution to the true, all-knowing Father of the poor, she had an inspiration. She remembered the powerful help rendered by the holy souls to those who invoke their aid. Filled with confidence, she took the little money she had and gave it to have a mass said for the poor souls. On leaving the church, she was met by a venerable and cheerful-looking old man who addressed her most pleasantly. The man, noticing her sadness, asked her if she were in need of help. Having told him of her misfortunes, he gave her a letter which she was to deliver to a man in the city. The mother immediately set out to fulfill her errand and found herself at the estate of a nobleman. When she delivered the letter to the nobleman, looking at it, he was astonished. He asked the woman who had given it to her, and she explained that a pleasant man had given it to her that day earlier on. And as she said this, her glance fell upon a certain portrait in the room. The woman noticed that same venerable man in the picture. Pointing to the picture, she said, That is the man that gave me this letter for you." The nobleman was bewildered because he had recognized the handwriting on the envelope to be that of his father who had died years ago. With a trembling hand, the nobleman opened the letter and read, "My son, at this very moment, thy father is leaving purgatory to go to heaven, released by means of the mass which this poor woman requested. I commend her to thee. Be grateful and reward her well. She is greatly in need. Love, your father." The gentleman repeatedly read these words as tears streamed from his eyes. And each time he read them, the more consoled he was. Turning to the poor woman, he said, "Oh, my dear friend, with your little alms, you have brought my father to eternal life. For your charity, henceforth, neither you nor yours shall suffer from want." This venerable old man that the poor woman met as she was leaving the church had just been released from years of suffering in purgatory. Now, purgatory is a middle state between heaven and hell, and it is affected by its nearness to each. That is, because of its closeness to hell, the souls in purgatory suffer the pain of sense. The Council of Trent explains that the souls suffer from a cleansing fire. This fire purges all venial sins and any temporal punishment left on the soul after death. Theologians teach that the fire in purgatory is the same fire as that as in hell. It is an intense spiritual fire which does not consume. It inflicts the soul with a pain beyond any material fire, beyond any pain that is possible on this earth. But the great difference is the fire in hell burns to punish and to torture, while the fire in purgatory burns to purify. The holy souls suffer as well from the proximity to heaven, for they are aware of the perfection, the beauty, and goodness of God, from whom they are excluded. And they are excluded because their souls are not yet cleansed and worthy of paradise. Thus they suffer from an intense yearning for heaven, which theologians call the pain of loss. The souls in purgatory are helpless to speed the process of their purification and are incapable of delivering themselves. But on account of the communion of the saints, That is, the union between the members of the church in heaven, on earth, and in purgatory, we can help deliver them. The Second General Council of Lyon and Council of France both declared this dogma, which is De Fide, that the faithful on earth can assist the souls in purgatory by masses, sacrifices, and prayers offered for the poor souls. This is evidenced even in the Old Testament. God revealed certain truths to the prophets, who in turn revealed these truths to men. Zacharias was one of the minor prophets who lived around 520 BC. And in the Old Testament book of Zacharias, there are two parts. The first part contained prophecies for his own time. The second part contained prophecies of the distant future up to the end of the world. In the beginning of that second part, Zacharias records a prophecy which indicates the existence of purgatory as well as its sufferings, and it indicates how the souls detained there may be released. The prophet writes of a prison wherein there is no water. Perhaps God gave the prophet a vivid image of purgatory and of the purifying fires until those souls are worthy of paradise. The prophet, while addressing God himself, also tells us how we can hasten the deliverance of the suffering souls. He says, "Thou, by the blood of thy testament, hast sent forth thy prisoners wherein is no water." The blood of thy testament is the precious blood of our Lord, which he poured out on the cross. Thus, Zacharias, speaking to God, is saying that by the merits of thy blood, which is offered at Mass, you liberate the souls in purgatory. The souls in purgatory that have been waiting as prisoners, wherein is no water. My dear faithful, Holy Mass is the greatest means to bring the poor souls of purgatory into heaven. We know and believe that by means of Holy Mass, our prayers and sacrifices, the suffering souls in purgatory are greatly aided and even released. But at certain times, Almighty God, according to his infinite wisdom, permits extraordinary happenings, such as the soul of the faithful departed manifesting himself for some good and holy purpose. In this true story today, it was to express gratitude and even to reward an act of kindness. And thus that letter read, "At this very moment, thy father is leaving purgatory to go to heaven, released by means of the Mass which this poor woman requested." And thus, before going to his eternal reward, God permitted the soul of the venerable man to help the distressed woman and her family in this life. The holy souls are always grateful to us for our help, and in return for our prayers and sacrifices, they pray for us and plead to God for us. The communion of the saints works both ways. The poor souls can pray for and assist us, and they will most especially intercede for those who have helped them reach heaven. St. Alphonsus tells us that whosoever comes to the aid of these distressed souls may confidently hope to be saved. For if a soul is released through one's prayers and good works, the released soul prays incessantly for his benefactor's salvation, and God will not refuse to hear his plea. How then ought we to pray often for the souls in purgatory, how we ought to have masses offered for them, for our deceased parents or a deceased spouse, deceased children, relatives, friends, and fellow chapel members. Ever mindful that they will never forget the prayers we pray, the rosaries devoutly said, and the masses we have offered and the sacrifices we make for them. Let us then have mercy, compassion, and charity for the suffering souls in purgatory. Let us seek to do everything we can to alleviate their sufferings and pains. We know they suffer terrible pains. We can help them, and they can help us. They are our loved ones, and ones who deserve our love, and we know they are waiting for our help. Let us not wait to help them. And thus do we pray, Eternal Father, I offer thee the most precious blood of thy divine Son, in union with all the masses said throughout the world, for all the holy souls in purgatory. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.